All right, welcome to another edition of Green Legion Radio. A very, very special edition because after a seven-year radio career, which has been nothing more than a podcast run out of my basement, we have a big, big announcement to make this evening. We're all very excited about it. As a matter of fact, I haven't had enough shots to be as pumped up as I want to be about it, but I'm going to by the time we make the announcement.
So we got to hold it?
I'm going to try. I'm going to try to hold out as long as possible here. Yeah.
Really? That's just like when a girl backs it up and just, you know.
Family friendly.
Well, Quimmy can only hold so much because, you know, we all know what he was doing during Thunderstruck.
No. Yep.
Home field advantage.
Yeah, home field advantage. Home field advantage. Everybody subscribe to us on iTunes and Google Play by searching for Green Legion Radio. We are now at number 65.
Sweet! Woo!
Top awesome sports sauce. Podcasts on iTunes. It does fluctuate, I found out.
Okay.
But
moving on up, come on.
I think right now we came down a couple points, but we were high as 65 earlier this week after our episode last week. So it does fluctuate, but we're in that running, and we keep moving up.
Okay,
B E A U T full,
like the Jeffersons,
like the Jeffersons, baby. That's it.
To a deluxe apartment.
The Green Legion Radio Show is brought to you by our amazing sponsors at Miller Lite. Don't forget, if you are drinking beer, you are drinking Miller Lite, brand new to the Green Legion, and we are excited as hell to have them at every home tailgate, right in King of Prussia. Our good friends at Workhorse Brewery.
Yeah, awesome. Big Dan Hirsch.
Yeah, awesome Dan sauce. Hirsch. Big Dan Hirsch. Dan, couldn't be happier to finally be doing some work with you. We appreciate everything that you've come to the table with. And thank you, Diaz, even though Diaz thinks this is a honeymoon for him.
Yeah.
This is our honeymoon without him.
TTP.
TTP,
baby. TTP, bitches.
But Workhorse Brewery will be at every home tailgate at Xfinity Live. Xfinity Live tailgate, the best tailgate in Philadelphia by far and away. In addition to that, welcome back once again, Stateside Vodka, premium distilled vodka right here in beautiful historic Fishtown section of Philadelphia. Make sure you're drinking Stateside if you are out and about and you're drinking any type of vodka. Rivers Casino, going to tell you more about sports broadcasts coming up then. Or coming up later in the season. We got a couple things rolling with those guys. It's going to be interesting and fun. Bucks County Baseball Company. If you can't get up to Bucks County, make sure you check out their website, BucksCountyBaseballCO.com. Our good friend J.P. Lutz has done something for us, big dog.
Ah, what has he done? Uh-oh.
Drum roll, please.
Awesome sauce.
Awesome sauce,
oh,
the shirt.
Man.
Hell yeah.
And in case you can't see what we're doing in studio right now,
breaking out.
We now have the official Hollis Thomas Awesome Sauce awesome shirt. Sauce. Look at this. How awesome is
awesome
this? I told him extra long. I hope that works.
Yeah, it should work.
That's a
is
face that only a
if
mother
it doesn't
can
work,
love.
I'm going to make it work. Hey, this is a face radio, baby.
You and me both, brother.
We're all rocking those faces, baby.
Yeah. Awesome sauce.
You got one in black, one in white. If that doesn't fit, we're going to make it right. But you got to love the logo, right?
Oh, yeah, I love the logo.
Yeah.
You guys captured me pretty good there.
JP did that. Awesome. You guys, honestly, JP Lutz with Bucks County Baseball Company, if you want anything custom designed, it's amazing. He is the one that's going to be in charge of the Green Legion store. That's going to be released in less than a week. So all the gear that I used to sell and got tired of taking inventory and handling all that, he's taking care of that from now on. Perfect. The official Hollis Thomas
Awesome Sauce
shirt will be available on the Green Legion store as well.
I take an extra large.
Yeah, you take an extra. A double XL?
You ain't taking shit, Chris. You got to pay for that. David Dodge, Chrysler Jeep, and our good friend Mike McVay walk in talking sports, walk out with a new vehicle. Make sure you check those guys out. All of our friends, Ken Hutchings, who I'm going fishing with in Panama on Monday. Can't wait, brother. Cannot wait. No show next week, everybody. No show next week.
All right.
Pat Pavlicek, Brian Pavlicek, all of our Cavanaugh's owners, Cavanaugh's Riverdeck, Cavanaugh's Head House off of 2nd and South, Cavanaugh's Rittenhouse on Sansom Street between 18th and 19th. Check out our good friend Paul Wark in the basement bar over there. And, of course, the 39th and Sansom University City Cavanaugh's and our good friend Brian Pavlicek, where Diaz and I got drunk more nights than any other place ever.
Say goodbye to Hollywood for that. Yes. Yeah, right. Great man now.
Yep. Our good friends over at Delilah's. We won't be going there this evening, but Delilah's, we love you. Don't go anywhere. Our good friends in Manioc, Bourbon Blue, the Bayou, and Cactus, our 20-year and longest-running sponsors, and, of course, the Bayou and Cactus's love child, the Manioc Sport and Social Club, the most social intramural sports leagues in Philadelphia. And, of course, our good friend Ken Davies and all the City Fitness Philadelphia locations, Northern Liberties Graduate Hospital, South Philly, Fishtown, Logan Square, East Market, Somo Sophie, and our good friend Jari Evans, who I am going in on a Sixers suite with this year.
Awesome.
Awesome sauce. Awesome.
And our newest sponsor, the world famous Chickies and Pete's.
Big time.
Awesome sauce.
Big time.
Chickies and Pete's. Especially the South Philadelphia location. However, all locations, and I could have had crab fries delivered tonight. I would have in celebration of an announcement that I am going to make right now. Ooh. It has been a long time in the making. Can't thank Pete over at Chickies and Pete's enough. I can't thank Roger enough and a bunch of other people that made this happen. The announcement is Green Legion Radio. The Green Legion Radio Show will be broadcasting live from South Philly Chickies and Pete's every Tuesday during football season. At 6 p.m., we're going to have a one-hour live show with myself, Diaz, Pops, Rex, Chris, of course, Hollis, as I'm introducing the panel already.
Hell yeah.
This is a twofer. Our first week's guest will be Dave Spadaro.
Oh, cool.
And, right. And as back. Well, every week we will have a current Philadelphia Eagle with us at Chickies and Pete's for the show.
Sweet.
Hollis will be there before and after signing autographs, taking pictures, as well as the current Eagle player. I know nothing about radio, and this is the last time I'm going to forcefully say this, knowing we're going to a family radio show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know a fucking thing about what I'm doing here. I didn't 7 years ago. All right, I know a little bit about it right now. Every now and then, I got to look at the clock and go 8:32 in the East Coast. I don't know why. Time on deck, but. I have to thank Rob Valivas for this. In all fairness, we make fun of Rob on a regular basis. I would know absolutely nothing about radio if it wasn't for Rob. And Rob doesn't know anything about radio. And I know you're listening. So the Skype is off right now. You can't call. You can't call in yet. I'll put it on in a little bit. But in all fairness to Rob, thank you for this. And Rob is going to be a part of the show as well. When I'm not there, which will happen, I don't want to say frequently, but enough. Okay. Rob will be hosting the show.
Got you, fair enough.
Rob and I are the ringleaders on this. It's me in charge for the most part, but there's going to be instances where he's going to need to run with the reins. And you guys have already worked together, so we know Rob, and I feel like there's no loss in synergy or banter.
Yeah.
But I got to be honest with you guys. This just makes me happy as hell.
Yeah.
I'm so damn excited about this. It's excellent exposure for the Green Legion.
Yep.
Huge.
And there's even more stuff that we're going to talk about with that show when I start talking about Green Legion announcements after our first break.
Okay.
But once again, Pete, Roger, even Dave, Rob, Hollis, Pops, Chris, Diaz, Rex, even Pep, that son of a bitch that still owes me money. everybody has made this possible, and we're hoping it's going to be a jumping point for us for other things.
Yeah.
There's also going to be some stuff happening. There's other radio stuff in the works as well right now, but right now this is done. It's facilitated. It's been agreed upon, and as a matter of fact, Chickies was very excited for us to start promoting it tonight.
Oh, okay.
Cool. So, that's great.
First show, September 10th, Plan of Attack. Every Friday,
right.
We will be announcing the player that will be on or in Chickies with us that Tuesday.
Okay.
Now, understanding, of course, they're players.
Yeah.
You guys are a bunch of princesses, Hollis.
Yeah,
you know that.
A little bit.
You know, got to get that extra workout in sometimes or just don't want to get out of bed. But I believe that that we're going to be pretty consistent here because we know who's bringing players, and it's going to be great. And again, just I'm jumping out of my skin right now.
You should be proud. You should be proud. You should be excited. It's okay to be excited. Let it out.
I'm also nervous because there's a lot of things I got to get tuned up with this equipment, including a real time. Facebook live feed, which we are going to run.
Okay.
Chickies is also going to run their real-time live. So we got a lot of stuff going on. It's not just the production of a radio show. It's production of television. It's production of everything. I can handle it. I'm a multitasker. Everybody knows.
Yeah.
If I have to, I'll take off my shoes, and they'll act as a keypad. But, again, excited as hell, and it's this. Again, every week. So 17 weeks and through playoffs, that is, if we're as long as we are in the playoffs,
right?
Yeah,
we will continue through our playoff run.
Right.
So, awesome sauce.
Awesome sauce.
Awesome sauce.
yeah.
Hollis, what happened today in history?
Well, today is August the 7th. It's the 219th day of the year. There's 146 days left. We're going to start back in 1888 when Theophilus Van Kennel of Philadelphia invented the revolving door.
Oh, my God, I thought you were about to say revolver, and I was saying, pop a cap on
my head. Not what just happened, man. In 1936, the very first basketball competition in the Olympics in Berlin. The very first game was Estonia versus France. Estonia beat France a whopping 34-29.
Is that a women's basketball game?
No, it's the very first basketball competition in the Olympics, period. Then we go to 1960. I put this one in here for a special someone. Arnold Palmer. And his 20th PGA win, he rolled it from five strokes down to tie it up who was this?
Shooter McGavin?
No, with Jack Fleck and Bill Collins to win the Insurance City Open.
Okay.
Go to
Palmer's a stud.
Yes, he is.
Oh, yeah. Delicious string, too.
I didn't really know this next one. In 1984 was the very first time that the U.S. women won the gold medal in basketball.
Okay.
I didn't even know that. So the this was sweet too. 1999, Wade Boggs, third baseman for the Tampa Bay Rays, he's the first MLB player for his 3,000th hit to be what?
A home run.
Yep.
Ah, really?
Yeah,
nice.
Sweet.
Nice.
And you know, you always have to put something in there about Michael Phelps. On this day, he is a
dope smoking, don't care son of a bitch.
And he could capture his 19th gold medal today.
Really?
A couple of quick birthdays. I put it 1942, B.J. Thomas. I just put his name in there because it's B.J. Thomas. No, he actually wrote the theme song to Growing Pains, and you see Raindrops Falling on My Head. 1945, Alan Page. 1955, do you know who Wayne Knight is?
No.
You know Newman from Seinfeld?
Oh, okay.
1955 is Newman from Seinfeld.
Hello.
My favorite role with him still is from Jurassic Park.
Yeah, with the barbasol.
Oh, yeah. Put it on like it's ice oh, yeah. like it's Cool Whip.
We got 1975.
Dotson! We got Dotson here! Nobody cares.
In 1975, rather, one of my favorite women, Charlize Theron. Today is her birthday. Happy birthday, sugar. And I got some holidays coming at you. Today is National Beach Party Day, National Lighthouse Day, National Sea Serpent Day, National Raspberry and Cream Day.
Dotson, we've got Dotson here!
National Purple Heart Day. National Purple Heart Day. Yeah,
I don't know if you know this, but my brother-in-law is a recipient of the Purple Heart.
Oh, that's awesome, man!
It's great.
And national,
it's not great. You had to be injured.
You had to be injured to do it. Yeah, you get that.
Well deserved.
Most of the time, people receive that are dead.
No,
a lot of times.
No, most of the time, it's living.
You sure?
Yeah,
I've seen them give to
injured, not fatally injured.
Okay, not fatally injured. Okay, most of the time, I've seen them postmortally given to their wives. But wow. In any event, particularly. Preposterous packaging today. That's it.
Sound like Penelope Pitstop from that particularly cartoon.
Wacky Racers.
Yeah. Wacky Racers.
Wacky Racers.
Particularly preposterous packaging day. Then that's been this day in history. That's all I got for you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. All right. Well, I did not introduce the panel. We are short-staffed today, but packed, meaning we've got a lot of knowledge in this room right now.
All right.
Rex is in North Jersey at a funeral. Our best to you, brother. Love you always and always.
Absolutely.
And Diaz, again, is on his honeymoon.
Yeah.
He thinks it's a celebration for him.
Celebration
he has
for
no
us.
Idea we have cake and ice cream in here.
Is it the top tier of his wedding cake? Because they're supposed to wait a year before you eat that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
We're doing it early.
Handling social media, but not today on the microphone. We just want him talking and giving his peace of mind. We got Pops. How you doing, baby?
Hey, pretty good. Pretty good.
Good, good. As well in studio. We don't get a chance to get him in here very often. However, our Phillies, official Phillies correspondent, Green Legion Radio official Phillies correspondent, soon to be Green Legion Radio official Flyers correspondent, Mr. Chris Sack.
Absolute pleasure to be here. It was great meeting Pop and Hollis in person for the first time. So,
yeah,
right.
Love that.
You didn't realize how small you were.
Yeah, I thought I was a big boy. Yeah,
see, he kind of thought he was real small because he asked for a single X. And I was like, you better put another X on the pal.
Hey, I'm just saying.
You need a couple cheesesteaks, baby.
Well,
you
no,
might
no,
get
he's
there.
Like, you know, I don't want to see your chest hairs or anything. I want to put the shirt. You're not one of those young millennials.
That's great. And number 78 in your program, number one in your hearts, 10-year Eagles NFL vet, 15 years in the NFL, Mr. Hollis Tank Thomas.
Good evening, everybody.
Guys, this is we got a packed show for you here. We've got a really, really, really packed show right now. We're going to get into it. Besides that first announcement, we're jumping right into the Phillies because just when you think and of course this is Chris's
wheelhouse.
Yeah, thank you. I was getting there. First, let's welcome Corey Dickerson. Had a nice debut last night. That was his first night, right?
It was actually his second start. I
was second.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that 465-foot bomb he hit last night. Oh, that was pretty.
It's a shame it went to waste.
Yeah. Exactly. I think he's going to be a decent player for us. I mean, he's career 285 hitter.
Right.
And we went over this with
Gold Glove.
With the trade. Gold Glove. I don't know why you're going to platoon him with Jay Bruce, even though what's the mindset there? I'm curious about that. Before we get into how terrible this team is with runners on base, whether or not they're in scoring position, what's the mindset with the platooning of Corey Dickerson and Jay Bruce?
I think if they're going to do it, and I know I said this on, I believe it was on last week's show, that Corey Dickerson has exclusively the last couple of years only played left field, but I believe they've already played him in center field here. So if they can get away with putting him out in center field, then you really wouldn't need to worry about a platoon role. But also at the same time, Bruce at this point in his career is more of a guy. I think you saw his – if we were starting him every day, I think that might have went towards him hurting himself and having his oblique injury.
Right.
So you don't want him to play 5-6 days a week. I think you might want to lean more on the side and err on the side of caution with him and let him bat 3-4 times a week. You know, let him start three, four times a week. But I think Dickerson is a nice addition.
Dickerson
to the
might
team.
Be in the game more if he can play center field. He'll definitely take Quinn's spot.
Yeah, well, Quinn is a more versatile role. As we can see, he now can pitch. But I think ideally, you know, and one of the funny things about that is Adam Haseley was a starting pitcher in college, and he was the MVP of the College World Series as a pitcher, and they didn't put him out there to pitch the 14th and the 15th innings. Mm. It's amusing what this manager continues to do. It just baffles my mind.
Was the part amusing to you when he, at the end of that game, he came out and said he was super, super excited about the way the guys fought? I was like, you fought to a loss.
Against one of the worst teams in baseball.
Yeah, exactly.
I think the White Sox may have had at that time, they had the worst record in baseball since the All-Star break.
Yeah, and I think they were 4-20 something.
Since the All-Star break?
Yeah, since the All-Star break.
I remember looking at their last 10 played, and they were 1-9.
Yeah.
They come in here, and they take 2 of 3 from us.
Oh, God.
I mean, the only way that you're going to win games at this point is you're just going to have to depend on the fact that Aaron Nola will start. And the other four, you're just going to have to flip a coin and hope that something's going to fall your way. But the offense needs to get going. They need to score more runs because you can't trust anybody else in the starting rotation. And as we found out last night when Arrieta came out of the game, who begged to stay in the sixth inning, to go back out in the sixth inning, that bullpen can't hold anybody.
No, not in that. But you have paid attention to Kruk?
Crux is the best part about the whole game.
Thank you.
Have you ever seen that when we scored like 4 runs one game in the beginning of the game? He's like, man, we need to score some more runs. And he just kept sending that subliminal message, and we end up losing that damn game. And he was right.
Real quick about Kruk, did you see the part of the production the other night on Monday night where they had the picture of Ben Davis, Tom McCarthy, and John Kruk, and they called him Nacho Row?
I don't remember the comment he made. 2 nights ago, but it was something about Ben Davis's product in his hair.
Oh yeah,
I can't remember. It was hysterical. Ben Davis was like, "Did you really go there, you son of a bitch?" It was great.
But it's like I just don't like the way. I think the main thing I don't like that Kapler does is he tries to sugarcoat things, and he's trying to win for tomorrow.
He's trying to be loved. I don't know how you can be loved and be a manager at the same time.
But he's doing that in the wrong city.
Exactly.
From what I heard the other day about Gabe Kapler is that if we fired him after the season, he is more than likely he's practically the favorite to take over the Giants managerial job.
Good. Go.
Trust me, I would love to see him go. He is frustrating and
enormously frustrating.
To listen to him just, after a game is unbelievable.
You hit the nail on the head with Adam Haseley. Mm-hmm. Here's a guy that can pitch.
Exactly.
That can pitch. And yeah, why is he not? It's decisions that are made where you constantly turn your head to the side like a dog that hears a sound it doesn't understand. Mm-hmm. And it's just common sense.
Yeah,
it's just common sense. Now, Roman Quinn, okay, honestly pitched brilliantly, but I would have rather seen Haseley in there and taken that chance.
Yeah. And
pulling people early.
Part of the frustration about that night is it. And it was before Roman Quinn even took the mound.
Right.
I mean, you're in the ninth inning, and you bring Nicasio in to close the game. Now, Nicasio got himself into a jam. At that point, you make him get himself out of that jam because you don't have Hector Neris. You're a man short in the bullpen, and now you want to try and play mix and match with the closing role and put Alvarez out there. So then Alvarez is the one that gives up the run. So not only you blew another pitcher that you could have used later on. I mean, you're not ever planning for 14, 15
games. You should see
Hollis'
face right now.
Yeah, because he's correct. It's like when you look at this thing, I don't know about you guys, but when we played sports when we were kids, the coach didn't come to you and ask you if you wanted to play. He said, hey, I need you. Can you play? Can you go? If you could go, we need you. It's like this is supposed to be a team, and every swinging dick in that locker room is supposed to be forgot. It's a family friendly show. Sorry, but
every swinging Richard,
every swinging Richard in that locker room needs to be out there. If you're dressing, I need you. It's a game. It's a team sport.
Well, that also takes me to later on in the game.
Oh yeah,
with Zach Eflin. So he goes to him and he asks him.
He's looking more like Lurch.
Oh, yeah. and the weight comment too.
Yeah, feeling heavy.
Yeah,
but also at the same, he also looks like the guy from. What's the yellow characters?
Today.
The minions. He looks like.
Are you talking about Despicable Me?
Yeah, Despicable Me. He looks like him.
Yeah.
I should know that, but my son doesn't watch that.
Yet. So,
but
what's wrong with him?
We're on Toy Story and okay. Good stuff. And shirt says it all. Okay. It's a planet. But but he goes to Eflin to see if he can go out there and give him another inning. So Eflin says to him, "I'm feeling a little sore, but I can go." Now pitching Zach Eflin.
Perfect.
God. But he goes to him and he tells him he's feeling a little sore.
Yeah.
So, but he's okay to go back out there. Mm-hmm. So now I'm going to protect my guy. So let me go ahead and instead of protecting, you know, Vince Velasquez, who I'm going to stick out in left field, and he's going to throw a 300-foot laser to the plate
twice
after he pitched two days before.
Right.
And then I'm going to put Roman Quinn out there. So you're not compromising the health of one guy in Zach Eflin. Instead, you're going to compromise the health
of two.
Two.
Yeah.
Two.
And not only that, when he did the What did you think when he brought Velasquez in the run? I'm thinking to myself, because then on top of that, at the end of the game, Eflin threw him under the bus. Like, I was okay to pitch.
Yeah.
He just said it was a story. I said, yeah.
And Arrieta said the same thing after last night's game. He's like, I told him I wanted to go back out in the sixth inning. I mean, like, you got to trust your players.
Exactly.
If they're telling you, and you'll earn a lot more respect. It, like, I remember Charlie.
Arrieta is almost as old as Kapler.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, but somebody had to say it.
Yeah, but there's more incriminating photos of Kapler out there and thongs than there are. I mean, we have the speedo video of Arrieta in spring training when he's with the broom cleaning up the place for Bryce.
Oh dear lord!
But you know, like Charlie used to do a thing.
Sucks, fucking.
Oh, wrong one.
No.
Can't use that one. Can't use that one.
You have to clean up.
Clean up
our soundboard.
Clean up on aisle four.
But I think a lot of times though, like you know, Charlie used to go out to the mound and he would walk up and you know like. None of these guys are Doc.
Right.
But he would go out there when Doc was at like a pitch 115 in the eighth inning. And he would walk up to him, and you knew he wasn't going to take him out. Mm-hmm. You knew he wasn't going to take him out. But then he would, you know, give him a little bump on the chest, and then he would walk back to the dugout and let Doc go out and get the last out or two that he needs to get in the ninth.
Okay. Well, question before we break for a second. I just got one question. And I want to get to the
stats. I want to talk about runners and scoring
positions.
What I was going to ask you about that too, but it was just one question that I had, because I made a bet with Rob Ellis and that these guys would not be in the playoff running at the end.
At the end. I mean, they're in it now, still.
No, I'm talking about it at the end. the way that they're going, the way that he's playing to win
trending,
tomorrow.
It's trending down.
Exactly.
It's trending down. But they had, they're playing .500 baseball right
There's
now.
Only one. Well, they're only a few games over at .500. Mm-hmm. The only thing that's keeping them in the race right now is the ineptitude of the rest of the National League. That's the only reason why that they're still in this.
Yeah, because the Cardinals they've been losing a lot lately.
The Cardinals, the Brewers, the only team that's in that race right now that's on the incline is the Mets.
Yeah. Right.
And the Mets have the starting pitching where they can go out there. DeGrom doesn't need to the offense doesn't need to perform. DeGrom can go out there and shut you down for 7-8 innings. They got Syndergaard.
The fact
Stroman,
that we got Vargas doesn't
not highly nothing.
I'm sorry, man, but you know,
I'm kidding.
You're talking about Slick Rick over there?
Guy
needs,
oh my God.
Guy needs to cut his hair, man.
Rico Suave.
Oh, yeah.
Rico.
Now, batters in scoring position. Tell us about it.
Oh, God. All right.
Drop it.
I'm not going to give the stats because these are all Chris Sack stats. Mm. The Sack stat. Here's the question. All right. We know they're leaving too many runners on base. We know they're leaving too many runners in scoring position.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. We understand that's the problem. Or that's the problem. What is the problem? Why is this the case? What is the root of this evil that is absolutely the reason we're in this position? I've never heard of leaving this many men on base.
Baseball is a difficult game, but it's also a simple game. So what they need to do is, when they're in slumps like this, they need to simplify their approach. See ball, hit ball. I mean, right now, and I've been saying this for weeks, and I actually, if my wife is listening right now, I am so sorry for the other day when you asked me about the Phillies and I blew up on you on
hold
Sunday.
Hold on a second.
Right to my parents.
I'm so sorry for everything, Rachel.
What do you want me to do?
But she asked me. She asked me. She's like, what is wrong with this team? And I was like, you want to know what's wrong with this team?
Oh, did you blow up on her?
Oh, I blew up.
Don't keep the heat on.
Rachel, you should know better by now.
Now, it wasn't necessarily blowing up on her. It was just blowing up in general. But this team is infuriating.
It is.
They are trying to hit three-run home runs with nobody on base.
I know.
I mean, for the love of God, do they know how to start a rally? They had one going the other day on Sunday.
Right.
When they were down 5-1. And they got it to 5-3. And then what do? Oh, this is the perfect time of game. Well, this is a few hours after they sent Mike Colfranco down to AAA.
Oh, God.
But let's keep Sean Rodriguez on this team.
Oh, God.
Let's bring Sean Rodriguez to the plate. What happens when Sean Rodriguez comes to the plate?
I'll tell you. We have a hair care commercial.
Yeah, him and Vargas should be in those Herbal Essence commercials. Because that's the only reason why they should. Well,
Told two friends and so on.
Vargas pitched well last week. I got to give him credit on that. But Sean Rodriguez has no place on this team. The only reason why that he's still here and Franco's not is he's a little bit more versatile in the positions that he can play. Franco can only play third, and he can only play first. And I was even joking around with my dad the other day. I was like, you know what the conversation was between Kapler and Franco today? Hey, Franco, if you can play backup catcher, we'll send Knapp down and we'll keep you here because Knapp sucks too.
Big time.
Alfaro's not lighting it up in Miami, so it's not.
Well, I mean, but you're comparing. But at that point, you're comparing.
I mean, you had to give up Alfaro to get JT.
But you're comparing and look at JT. Now, JT's batting around 270, and the offensive numbers aren't what you thought they would have been.
Right.
You know,
he's trending up though.
He's trending up. He has
now. Here you go. I mean, there is the bright spot.
Right.
All right. Now Harper was trending up, and then he started going back striking out again.
Yes. Right.
But you do have Segura and JT trending up.
Yes.
Now, if Hoskins can figure out a way to get off his,
he's got to stop popping the ball up.
Exactly.
Well, he is now doing exactly what he said is not how to hit home runs.
Right.
He's trying to hit him. God damn, his bat speed is out of control right now.
Yeah.
You can just see it. The only reason why his helmet isn't falling off is because he doesn't have dreads like Franco.
Or beautiful hair like Harper.
He does have beautiful hair. I'm not going to lie. I might want to run my fingers through one day.
I don't know about that.
If he was ever on the show, I might want to ask him if I can run my fingers through.
No, I would look at he does have a luscious mane.
Mufasa?
Yeah, Mufasa. Look at his free-flowing hair.
So the problem or the solution is get down to basics. If you got somebody on second base with nobody out, do you bunt?
Yes.
Given the speed of his lineup,
right?
Yeah, given the speed of his lineup.
And they don't do that.
Yeah, my thing is I think they don't play small ball.
Yeah.
They just don't – they haven't opened up to the fact that at certain points in time, they refuse to do it for whatever reason.
What happens when you get runners on base? You put you take the pitcher out of his comfort zone. You take him out of the windup, and you put him into the stretch.
Right.
When he's in the stretch, he's doing things that he does not want to do.
Right.
He has to move faster to the plate. When you have a guy like a Kingery or a Cesar or a Segura that can potentially steal a base, they have to think about that, which means they're going to throw more fastballs. Mm-hmm. So that's how rallies start. You get runners on base. And if you simplify it and you get people on base, then that's when the pitch comes for you to put out of the ballpark. But even then – what I want to see is the rally.
They're not even hitting the fastballs right now.
No, exactly.
Yeah. Like I want to see the rally. Like I miss the days where you had those guys. And I'll say this because I was at the game on Sunday where they honored the 2009 Phillies,
right.
the National League champions. Right. Okay, and I was there. And as they were announcing the players coming out to the field, you guys should have seen all the empty blue seats around that stadium. You want to know why there were so many empty blue seats there, not honoring that team that so deserves it? It was the friggin' 2019 Phillies. That's the reason why. Because they're turned off by the manager. They're turned off by these ball players. They're turned off by upper management saying, you know,
giving themselves
if
contract
we don't,
extensions.
We don't, and giving
if we do, we do.
Upper, and ownership giving them 3-year contract extensions without even announcing it to anybody that this happened.
Mm.
I mean, listen, Klentak and McPhail are going to survive this. That regardless of what happens this year,
God,
Kapler will get fired, but they will survive this because then at that point, but I think it'll open up their eyes that they can't hire another alien like Kapler and they'll have to go out because the next one is a fireable offense.
Yeah.
The next manager is the one that you can get fired on.
Right. So
and if you don't get it right.
Yes, his name is McPhail. And that's what he's been doing his entire career.
With a PH since 1991.
Exactly, since 1991. I knew you knew. Wasn't he with the Twins when they were stinking up the drink?
No, he was with the Twins when they were winning. That was the last time. He hasn't made the playoffs with a team since 1991.
So the Twins was winning. That was when the Twins was winning.
Won it in 91.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that was when Jack Morris pitched game 7.
Yeah, but he wasn't in charge. Yeah. Was somebody else in charge?
I don't think he was in charge, but he was a part. He was a part of it.
Yeah,
but I mean that team was they had Kirby Puckett, they had Jack Morris. I mean, like you know that was this team right here is just it's not even fun watching them.
No, it's not.
It's more painful.
It's frustrating.
I more so watch them now because you know I'm the Phillies correspondent.
excuse my language. I'll be waiting for the F up. I'm waiting on Kapler to come do something stupid.
I don't know what you've been watching.
Yeah. Or it's like we
112 games worth of that.
Oh yeah, but then it's just like you guys were saying about just put the ball in play. If you watch everybody swing, it's an uppercut swing.
Yes. Yes. It's that whole launch angle bull crap.
I'm going and the only one that's working for it is Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Oh, stud, by the way. Everybody, we're going to take a quick two-song break here on Green Legion Radio. We'll be right back after this. All right, we're back on Green Legion Radio, 8:50 p.m. on the East Coast. Just a couple notes online, our friends tuning in. Brian Albert from Puerto Rico says, telling people that the Phillies suck is an insult to the word suck.
Accurate.
And I would like to reiterate a post of mine from yesterday. Ben Simmons, if you feel as though you were racially profiled in an Australian casino, play better basketball. Then they'll recognize who you are.
Hold on. This is Diaz calling in.
What do you mean? He can shoot.
He can shoot.
He can shoot. Don't you watch the warm-ups? TCP.
Oh, man.
Actually, the whole thing with that was...
You actually sounded like him a little bit.
I think they didn't let him in because of his
attire. His attire?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yes.
So was he dressed like a hood rat?
Army fatigue. Army fatigue pants.
Well, that should get you in.
That should get you in.
I guess it
was on the list of things that was banned from there.
I mean, I haven't heard of too many skinhead black guys.
I mean, I've never heard anything about Army Fatigue fans. Yeah. But that's the place, one of those things.
It's in Australia, so we don't know the rules.
My God, what are you talking about? It's Atlanta criminals.
I know.
It's kind of like certain places you go.
Foster's.
Kind of like when we were in Houston that time and we were trying to go to a gentleman's club. They didn't let us in because we didn't have
college. Gentlemen?
We didn't have college shirts.
We didn't have college shirts.
Yeah, well,
they let us. We got in the next place though with a handful of cash and a hearty high old silver.
Are we gonna make the awesome sauce shirts with college shirts?
Ooh, that's not a bad idea.
Next trip to Houston, baby.
Awesome sauce. I got a collar on my shirt. Here's your money, bitch.
Oh, wait, what was our word for bitch? It's not biatch.
Batch.
Batch.
It's like a batch of cookies.
I got a collar for you. Batch.
Salt batch.
We're literally trying to rephrase everything.
We're trying to rephrase everything.
No, I completely understand.
But we'll get through it. We'll get through it. All right. Everybody got some Green Legion trip updates. These are really good, especially considering our competition's out there listening right now. Because that happens every week. How you guys doing?
Hi, haters.
Hey.
Before you get into that, I will let you know that everybody's already after the Awesome Sauce T-shirt. Where can I get one?
Why you're not modeling it in studio right now, sir. I finally stumped him.
I know. I should have put it on during break. No, you stumped me because I don't know why I wasn't modeling either. I don't know. I should have put it on during break.
Took a nice little one-day visit down to Florida. Yesterday, and just to establish our tailgate location, unfortunately, the original one that we had and we showed video of, we already outgrew.
Oh, wow. That's a good thing.
It's a good thing. So we're just going to be on the other side of the grandstand next to literally a 9-iron away. It's 150 yards, literally right there, and it's awesome. Dolphins have been great. Helping us with this, and is it long? Is it long enough?
Yes.
Is it? Is it rocking long?
Just right there.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it good?
You got the tag on.
Oh my God, that's awesome! Yeah, rip that tag off for him, Chris.
Off, man.
And put it on your forehead. Sweat it off.
We're gonna have to turn off that fan.
So, yes, tailgate established. Everything is ready to go. And best part, I just found out, for anybody that was with us in 2011 in Miami, we didn't have cover. We will have a tent that covers 2,000 people at this tailgate. So we are set.
It's good for us fair-skinned boys over here.
Yeah, you need to get in the sun a little bit more, baby.
he didn't look shockingly white.
You didn't hear him speak? He is shockingly white. In addition to that, we met with our good friend Joe O'Donnell over at the Parrot. And first set of approvals from the fire, police, and safety departments in Fort Lauderdale came through. So our block party, entire closing down of the block of Sunrise for the entire weekend, is en route, baby. We're good to go.
Dude, I'm so pumped for that trip. Gosh,
I can't even tell you.
So pumped.
You don't even know.
It's man, it's going to be reckless.
Which leads me to our next Green Legion radio / Green Legion trip announcement.
Okay.
We have decided on the night, evening rather, of the Legion Legends pep rally party to introduce one more comedic element.
Ooh.
In addition to our good friend Hollis Thomas, who will be there, William Fuller, Fred Barnett, Carlos Emmons.
Ooh. Hugh Douglas.
Hugh Douglas. Hugh Douglas is wavering a little bit. I'm going to have a conversation with him.
We'll see him in Atlanta. He's actually, he'll be here Saturday?
Yeah.
He'll be here Saturday.
In Atlanta?
No, in Philly.
Oh.
He'll be in Philly Saturday, this Saturday.
All right. Well, you talk to him.
Okay.
But we will definitely have a couple more players. I think Takeo Spikes might be one of them.
Oh, cool.
Awesome.
Yeah. That's a good move. You never know, you know, where the head meets the shoulders, but
man, trying to stay clean is really hard.
What type of shampoo does Takeo Spikes use? Head and shoulders. Sorry if that wasn't too funny, but right before that, we have decided to have an eating contest.
No.
Oh, Lord.
A cheesesteak eating contest at the world famous Parrot Lounge.
Oh, yeah.
Which means, over the course of the next few months, there's a lot to talk about here. If you have purchased with us at least a ticket and tailgate package, so that means if you purchased a ticket and tailgate package, a hotel only package, or a hotel with air package, you qualify to be part of this event. However, you have to qualify to enter into this event.
Are we doing eating stunts?
We are going to be doing eating stunts, eating challenges.
Oh, God.
We're going to be doing them here in studio. We're going to be doing them at Chickies and Pete's.
Sounds delicious.
All right. Now, our stunts, our challenges are going to work a little bit different.
Oh, okay.
All right. You're going to have to come in studio. That's obvious. We'll establish the challenge beforehand. Once we establish the time in which you should be finished the challenge, then we will start to add. For every hot girl you bring in studio, you add a minute.
Yeah.
For every hot girl you bring to Chickies and Pete's, you add a minute.
Oh, so that gives you a lot of time.
So if you bring an entourage in, and we'd established that you have to eat 3 cheesesteaks in 3 minutes, then you can eat 3 cheesesteaks in 9 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sounds delicious.
Okay. Sounds
awesome. Awesome sauce.
There you go. There you go. This competition will take place at the Parrot starting at 6 p.m. on Saturday, November 30th.
Yes,
got it. November 30th. 6 p.m. We will have Green Legion swimsuit models there to help as entourage introducing the contestants of the eating contest.
Cool.
Okay.
Smaller scale than what that radio station used to do, but this was actually the Parrot's idea.
Yeah.
And we're rolling with it.
Oh, that's right. Cool. Sounds like
God bless their hearts.
Sounds like an awesome time.
And first place is $1,000 cash.
Awesome sauce.
Donated by me. Second place, set of steak knives, if you didn't already know.
Okay.
Third place, awesome sauce t-shirt. Anyway, that is
going to.
So if you are listening, right, and an email is going to go out to everybody that's on our Miami trip about this, and we're going to start taking recommendations for eating challenges.
Okay.
Come on in. We'll start. We won't start next week. We'll start the week after. We'll get this thing rolling.
Yep.
All right. And do what the Phillies can't do.
Knock it out of the park.
Look at that. You guys are good. The only other announcement that I have is a negative.
Mm.
However, I'm going to tell you right now, this is the one trip that I didn't think would sell out. As of 1 o'clock p.m. today. Green Bay is sold out.
Dang. God, I wish I could have done that.
I didn't think it was going to sell out because of the way we did it, because it was a Thursday night game.
Yeah.
It's just a curveball that
it's
difficult to hit.
Yeah.
Seriously, I don't know how it worked, but I came up with the idea with the charter flights. Nobody wants to spend three nights in Green Bay. There's no good strip clubs there.
No.
I'm sorry. Maybe everybody's motivated by a different, you know, different element, but there we have a charter flight that goes from Wednesday to Friday, and we have a charter flight that goes from Thursday to Saturday.
Right.
Trying to break it up for those. And all of our people know, if you haven't read the email, if you're on our charter flight out of Philadelphia Wednesday or Thursday, we know it's still hurricane season. You are completely 100% protected. If, in fact, the plane can't get out because Hurricane Hollis is rolling through, or Hurricane Pops is coming up the coast, we're 100% covered if the plane can't get out of Philadelphia and you miss. So, actually, we have a plane going out the morning of the game, yeah, kind of like we had for Super Bowl.
Yep.
Thursday, right?
So we have to protect that. But yeah, that's completely covered. That's why we do what we do. That's why we are who we are. And I can't believe that actually we sold full flights on both of those packages.
It's Lambeau Field.
It is, but yeah, it's still Thursday.
Yeah. But it's a bucket list. I mean, mm-hmm, if that was not on a Thursday, I would absolutely be on that trip this year. Because Green Bay is one that I, you know, like, baseball stadiums are different because they're all different. They all have, like, uniqueness to them.
Right.
But Lambeau is, like, the one stadium in the whole entire country that stands out. It's the one, like, coup de grace you have to do.
Well, Stadium of Soldier Field.
Soldier Field.
Yeah, but since
Soldier
they turned Field. It into a, well, they turned, into a, they turned, into a spaceship.
Well, Green Bay did the horrible same thing.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, I've been to both Lambeau Field when it was god awful, and I've been to Soldier Field when it was god awful. The upgrades.
Can we talk about that fumble, the punt fumble? 2007.
Ooh.
Who was that? Greg Lewis.
G. Lou, yeah. Horrible.
I think that was.
Was it 2007?
Yeah.
He still caught that touchdown in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, great. We were still down 10.
Yeah, well, yeah. We were down 3 when he caught it. But you know, they took up 8 minutes of the play clock.
Yeah, because I don't know if you ever. If you,
number five time. Still loves you, but well, number five his fingers weren't you. Working the right direction.
And you know the funniest part of that entire game was seeing Bill Belichick on the sideline like a puzzle, like, are we ahead? Are we ahead? Did you see
it was all. It was all part of the sales process, making you believe that he didn't have film.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
Ask Mangini about that one.
Yep. Easy, Eric.
Anyway, let's move on, everybody. All your Eagles away game needs, road travel and home tailgates. Go to greenlegion.com. If you want to go right to our page, trips.greenlegion.com. It's honestly the most fun you can have with your clothes on, and hopefully, by the end of the night, we can throw a caveat into that.
Everything looks better after 2 a.m.
Oh, yes, it does.
I'm sorry. You're not drinking enough before 10 o'clock p.m.
apparently, you and I are on two different pages.
I'm not looking for a one-night stand. Well, I'm not.
All right, boys, let's talk about some Eagles here, and let's get through this because we're already an hour into the show.
All right.
Was not a fan of what the Eagles did here. I think Mr. Lurie should match it, but the Eagles practice the other night did raise $475,000 for autism, which is great.
Yeah.
Yes.
Great. I still think that should have been matched.
Yeah.
You know,
I think it should. I think it should have matched it. It's one of those things where if it's going to be the only practice that you're going to do, either match it or do another practice for free. Because when you look at it, the main reason for the free practices was for the people who can't afford to get into the link.
Exactly.
And the
people that went to that practice can't go to a game.
Yeah, I think a lot of times the players are getting gypped too because they don't get to meet the public like when I was the first year at Lehigh, and to see all those people out there coming from a small college, we had more people at the daggone practice than we had in most of our damn games. And then to see how the city still stayed behind us, even when we was losing, dude. Yeah. We was losing, we still packing out the stadium. We still had to put a jail up there. I still remember him almost killing the kid because he had on a Dave Brown jersey.
The sad part.
It was like, wow.
The sad part is there's only a limited amount of people that actually have access to the players after the practice is done.
Exactly.
I mean, you have to have like a wall seat to be able to. And there's like people leaning over because they want to get Carson. Mm-hmm. And
what do you think about the lineup tonight again? There it is.
I think it's dog shit. Dog shit.
Kingery batting seven.
He might hit a home run.
Actually, this lineup looks a lot better than it did a couple weeks ago.
No, because Segura should bat second. Still. Hoskins should bat five. And Real Muto should bat third.
All right. Eagles. Sorry.
But anyway, I look at it as like, you know, yeah, I think there should be more than one. But the other night, I mean, they had 40,000 people there. And I know it's not free. But $10 is not bending you over. I mean, like, you know, I have a family of four.
Right.
It's $40. You know, and you go there and... But anyway. So, I look at it like they need... They should have matched.
Right.
Should have matched.
Should have matched.
I agree. All right. So, let's get the bad news out and then let's talk about rumors.
Okay.
Bad news is our man Osmond goes down.
Yeah, it was bad.
Don't like that.
I didn't like that because you know what? I interviewed that kid. I thought he was going to. I interviewed him, and
he was absolutely going to make the team. He's going to be part of the.
He's going to be part of the rotation.
I always watch Sweat. He's a physical specimen, but he's stiff, and I don't see him bending a corner like Osmond. I thought he was going to be great at doing, especially coming out of nine. And it was real bad to see that though.
Yeah. What do we know about journeyman Kasim Edebali? Apparently, he made Ryan Bates look like his bitch today.
His batch today.
Sorry.
Yeah, he's a bit of a journeyman that he'll make the roster because he's productive. When you put him out there, he's productive.
Well, he's made a lot of rosters.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's made a lot of rosters, but he's also produced, and that's what you actually look for.
Does he have fresh legs even at 30?
He'll produce for you. I think he'll produce if you need him to. But I thought we was going to do something and go get Jadeveon Clowney.
Keep. I was just about to say that. Keep in mind how he does like making those late training camp trades.
Hey, we'll take it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be Clowney, but it could be somebody else.
From what I hear, Miles Sanders doesn't have as bad a hands as everybody said. As a matter of fact, he's got better hands than Wendell Smallwood, making that even more difficult for Smallwood to make this roster this year.
Who said he had bad hands?
I've heard a ton of people say
that. Yeah, I've never heard that.
You heard it, right?
No, I've never heard it because I've seen him catch some passes at Penn State, but mainly they pretty much use him out of the backfield.
I still don't think you get more than one or two catches out of the backfield from him every game. But
well, yeah, because
apparently Smallwood can't catch a gosh darn thing.
He can't catch a cola at times, but he will catch it on occasion. But the only thing about Smallwood is he's often hurt.
Right.
It's like the Ferrari.
I still think Smallwood did well for us in the playoff run.
But it's like that Ferrari that you come downstairs and you try to start it, it won't start up.
Keep coming. Goddamn Italian cars.
I know.
Bringing Sproles back was the end of Smallwood. Yeah, unless someone gets hurt over the next few weeks in the preseason, Smallwood's gone. But Smallwood has survived the last couple of years, and you keep on going, how is he still on this team? Last year he was starting towards the end.
He was somewhat productive. He was more than serviceable.
I was talking about running backs. I saw Donnell Pumphrey.
He's a
death move. He's going to get cut out.
Nobody knows Donnell Pumphrey and the reason for it. Still. we don't know if we want to talk about that.
I think he was on the sheet somewhere, wasn't
he? Here's good news. Mac Collins back on the field today.
Cool.
Catching some passes. He's got to make this roster. He's a special teams player. We talked about that last week. But, what forever.
Have you seen the receiving core?
Well, what's his bucket should be.
It's deep.
Yeah, if he falters, there's a kid out of Rutgers. Greg Ward and the kid. Greg Ward has caught everything that they've thrown at him.
Yeah.
He caught a pass in that practice. I'm talking about on the edge, a touchdown pass.
Really?
Greg Ward.
Woo! Yeah.
What do you think they keep, five or six?
I think they go with six. They have to.
No, it actually depends. Because if you're a defensive back and a receiver, who's ever better at special teams they're going to keep.
Okay.
So it's because special teams, it's a battlefield position, and then if you're good at your position also. So he's got the upper hand, but he's got a notch down because he's often hurt, and he's often not available. So your best ability is availability.
I also don't see him I don't see him on the field that much this year with what they have at the three wide receivers. I think I said when we were in Pittsburgh, if Deshaun gets hurt, because Deshaun hasn't played 16 in the last few years, you know, for a few games, I mean, you replace him with Matt Collins on the outside with his speed. Yeah. I mean, we saw that catch that he made on that, what was that, that Monday Night Football game in 2017 against the Redskins.
Yeah.
He can hit that go route.
Yeah.
You know, the safety's not going to roll over like he would with Deshaun. Right. But at the end of the day, you got to kind of respect it.
But then are you really going to go to him and not J.J. Whiteside?
I think Arcega Whiteside is more of a big body guy down in the red zone. And if Alshon needs a breather, you put that big body in for Alshon.
Go watch.
Alshon does not need a breather ever.
No, exactly. Go watch J.J.'s film. He will toast. Host you.
Were you there for the practice the other day where he caught that 80-yard?
Yeah.
And it, like, it was a short pass and he took it to the house?
Yep. That's what I'm saying. It's like, but also I've watched him when he was at Stanford. Toast. He was the quarterback. They was losing the game. He came to the quarterback and said, "Man, throw me the ball." It looked like he said, "Man, throw me the damn ball." And he's like, "It looked like you covered." He threw the ball up and over, took off. Took it just straight down 60 yards. It's like, And I like his worth ethic too. I like Matt Collins, but I don't like the fact that he's often hurt.
I hear Cameron Johnston
uh-huh.
is the leg from the replacements.
Hey, coach. Hey, good to see you. Good to see you. How are you? Good. Good. Great. This is the leg. I thought you told me he was solid muscle.
He's much stronger than he looks. I'm wired. Go get some kicks in.
It gets in the back.
They're going to kill me.
Once kicked the ball in the length of the soccer field. I heard he bombed a 70-plus yarder from the one.
Cameron?
Cameron.
I did.
Which means, you know, short snap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boom. And I hear there was another bomb today between Carson Wentz and DeShaun Jackson.
Awesome sauce.
Boring, apparently. Apparently, it's all the time now.
Get used to it.
Yeah, right.
Well, yeah. Well, when you look
at... And apparently, Alshon is making all kinds of difficult catches right now. Of course, we can't bring up the one he missed, but... Still don't see the need that we needed to rush down there. Let the two-minute warning happen.
Yeah. Just a bit outside.
The best part was we didn't get abused coming out of the Superdome.
Yeah.
Because they realized they got away with one.
Yeah.
You should have lost.
We were up 14-0, and Foles took that shot down the side towards Ertz, and he got picked. That was a swing point in the game right there.
Yeah. If he'd put that a little bit more earned it and out, this game would have came out.
On Ertz's outside shoulder.
Yeah.
We would have played the Patriots again.
Yeah, we'd have played the Patriots again.
I believe that. I believe we have the Rams number.
The only down part about that is you would have went into the next week without Fletcher Cox and Brandon Brooks.
Oh, yeah. And Sidney Jones.
Sidney.
He totally blows the chucks. I'm sorry. He needs to come out and man up. Because I'm sick and tired of them, like, pumping that crap up about you drafted him in the second round. What the hell for? He was hurt. Well, that's one. He's hurt. And there was other people available there. All types of other healthy people that could have helped our squad. I'm still pissed because he hasn't done anything yet. He bitched up on us in the playoff game. He acted like he was hurt. That's like around when Fletcher Cox got hurt. Oh, come on.
They've been talking really highly about him and Rasul.
Yeah, they can do that all they want to. Yeah, I like Rasul.
In training. I liked Rasul last year because he was pretty much the forgotten man.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he just came out. He was playing. He was playing strong last year.
Well, I think
the Condor
towards the end.
I think they need to simplify. They need to simplify the backfield for the guys instead of trying to run all those exotic coverages. You got a bunch of guys who can play man to man and some zone. Quit trying to run robbery and all that other stuff, and you know let the guys play.
Yeah.
No, but he, I think, but I think he got in trouble because I don't think he knew his playbook at first.
Mm.
So. Rasul?
Rasul, yeah, Rasul Douglas, yeah.
What the hell is he doing at this game? Shouldn't he be in his playbook?
Jason Davis, New Orleans Saints, 2007. The police asked that question.
funniest thing, Chris.
Okay, this is the funniest thing that ever happened. It all happened that same night too. So it's when there was the New Orleans Hornets. So I think I was dating Tamela Jones at the time, and so we had courtside seats, and they had got all of us courtside seats and stuff. So Jason, they was playing the Lakers. So Jason David comes in the Lower Marion jersey, and we're
Kobe.
In New Orleans.
Yeah,
and so it's like it seemed like the whole crowd just hushed, and one of the fans looked up and was like, "Jason David, you suck." And so Tam's like, "Oh my God." I was like, "Don't worry about it. He's immune to it." So then at the end of the game, they have the after party at this one club that's like on the 35th floor. That slowly rotates around. So the police be downstairs and stuff. So I came in. I knew the police. I was like, "Hey, what's up?" He said, "Hey, man, I got a question to ask you, Tank." I was like, "What's up?" He said, "I just saw Jason David. What the fuck is he doing in here? Shouldn't he be in his playbook somewhere?" I was like, wow. So for those of you players who think that the fans are not watching, they are watching.
They are watching.
They know your number, and they know what you do, and they know where you stay.
They are watching. All right, gentlemen. Hollis.
Yes, sir.
Got any picks for us this week?
Oh, yeah, I got some picks for you.
We're gonna wrap up the show now, and as soon as we get some picks out of you, we're gonna get it off our chest and call it a week.
All right. My record is 15-11 currently. I was 2-1 last week. Sons of bitches, it was one game I lost. But the tomorrow game is August 8th game, Phillies versus Giants. I'm taking the Giants in the over because I feel like if they're probably gonna win tonight, so they're gonna have a hangover going there. And I hate them at their first game.
It's a common theme. They can't get on a winning streak.
Exactly. Yeah. And so also tomorrow, the Braves versus Miami. I'm taking the over because the Braves score a lot, but I'm going to take the Braves too. Even though we want the Braves to lose, technically, but they're going to kick the crap out of Miami.
We have no shot for the division, Tank. No, we're hoping for the wild card.
We hope for the best, huh?
Yeah.
So then I went to the American League, and I picked the Yankees versus Toronto. I don't.
Toronto's hot right now.
Yeah, Toronto's hot right now.
Oops.
Toronto is hot right now. I'm taking the over because both teams can score. But I'm taking Toronto because Toronto, like you said, and it's in Toronto. So okay. That's why I'm taking Toronto. So I got the Giants, the Braves, and Toronto, and take the over because somebody took the under one time and they eclipsed that in the first inning. I'm not going to say any names.
Shut up.
Duly noticed.
All right, you guys, let's listen up. We won a game yesterday. And if we win one today, that's two in a row. We win one tomorrow, that's called a winning streak.
I was watching that movie last night, and it was the part of the movie where the pitcher comes out from going to the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, "Up your butt, Joe Boo.
Hey, bartender. Hey, bartender. Joe Boo needs a refill."
Takes the bat right to the back of the head.
The best is the cut right after that.
Sitting up by the back of the bat rack.
Anybody have anything they want to get off their chest? Pops.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good this week.
Chris?
Dude, I'm just so amped about football season. And the fact that, dude, all the hard work and the effort that you've put in with the Green Legion as a whole and with this podcast over the last year, which we were talking about before the program, dude, it's just unreal. It's awesome.
Thanks
I'm looking
for being
forward
part
to
of it,
it,
man.
It's going to be great. No, thank you for having me.
Please.
It's a pleasure.
It's our pleasure. Hollis?
I just got one thing to get off my chest.
Hey, boy.
I was watching one of the sports channels earlier this week, and they were talking about the replay for the pass interference calls, and some son of an onion said he was talking about the referees going to make mistakes, and I was sitting there. I'm not gonna let go all the explicitives that I said. I was like, well, first of all, you're supposed to be refereeing the game. What the hell else are you doing? You need to get the plays right. You expect us to do right. I don't spend my entire damn offseason getting ready so some old old chump. I'm not going
to. There you go. There you go.
Some old family chump friendly. Can come and make a bad call or not make a call to ruin my whole damn season. Or my season is predicated on this Yahoo because he don't know the difference
Yahoo!
Between holding. He don't know the difference between holding or passing interference, illegal contact, or he just standing out there with the flag in his pocket, just out there getting a check. And we can't say you as a player, as an active player, you can't say anything about them. They continually. If you mess up, you get fired. You see these same sons of onions over and over and over again, and they think the game is about them. All the officials, even the baseball officials. Have you noticed the baseball officials?
Hello, Angel Hernandez.
Exactly. It's like it's not the game. It's never about you. It's like you're supposed to be the one fair thing during the entire damn game. He's like you're gonna come against some people that are gonna be more athletic than you, more stronger than you.
Who's the one referee that always screws us? Pete Morelli.
Pete Morelli. Yep.
Pete Morelli.
Pete Morelli and the one dude from the Super Bowl because the one dude from Super Bowl this past that we won.
Yeah.
He's a Patriots fan and he was looking at the film on the way on the flight back so trying to see if he missed some calls. You didn't even know that, did you?
I didn't.
Jerkwad he was. Oh man! But he's like you're part of the game, but you're not a part of the game. I never seen no fans come in a referee uniform. They come in jerseys and a team apparel. It's not about the referees. Officiate the game properly and fairly. That's all.
Don't. Yeah, I'm with you.
No, that's it. Because it was like I watched them try to. They throw guys out of the game and throw guys out of the baseball games. It's like and then they make a bad helmet to helmet call. It's like,
what are you looking at?
What are you watching? You lead me on. No, but
can we throw Gabe out of the game tonight?
Man, well,
please.
Top first.
I don't want to throw Gabe. You know why I don't want to throw Gabe out of the game? Because it was that one throw out of the game. It was manufactured.
Oh my god, the one where he was kind of like he was kind of looking like the Tin Man.
Yeah, but yeah, but that's all I wanted to get off my chest though. The officials need to be officials and do it right.
Gotcha. I have something I want to get off my chest.
What the hell is that?
What?
What the hell is
that? Oh, there you are.
I was looking at my other awesome sauce t-shirt.
The U.S. soccer releases fact sheet showing women's team actually lost millions yet was still paid more than the men's team.
Oh. They're not going to talk about that, though, right?
The fact sheet includes bulleted information about the different pay structures for the men's and women's teams. The USSF claimed that it paid women $34.1 million in salaries and game bonuses, and we paid our men $26.4 million, not counting the significant additional value of various benefits that our women's players receive, but which our men do not. Ooh. For example, the women's team has a guaranteed salary thanks to their collective bargaining agreement with the USSF. They receive a base salary of $100,000 each year and an additional salary of $67,500 to $72,500 for playing in the National Women's Soccer League. Male soccer players do not have such an agreement. That agreement means women's soccer players earn a guaranteed salary of $167,500 a year to $172,500 a year. On top of that, they are paid bonuses. The men's team only earns bonuses. Yes, those bonuses can be larger, but that's because they don't have the guaranteed base salary.
Okay.
The women's team, according to the USSF, also receives benefits, including a 401k, health insurance, as well as maternity leave and injury protection. The men's team receives none of those benefits.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So we should be fighting, huh?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me.
Because, well, you know, baseball have maternity leave.
Megan Rapinoe, see you next Thursday.
Well, we're not going to be here next Thursday.
Obviously, he hasn't picked up on texting and acronyms. It's okay. That was a batch, Richard.
Okay. A soft batch.
Everybody, we appreciate you tuning in for another episode of Green Legion Radio. We're going to sign off once again. Thank you, Chickies and Pete's. We will rock the house for you. We'll see you next week, everybody.